What up, besties? Welcome to the Midtown Midweek, a behind the scenes look at our church family. Hold on.
Wow. How long have we been doing this? Hey, besties. Welcome to the Midtown Midweek, a behind the scenes look at our Sunday sermons, our church family, and the city we love. I am Jake. Here with my other host, Melly Fresh. What up, Melly?
What up? How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Man, you crushed that intro.
Melly, do you want to give us a brief rundown if we have new listeners to the podcast? What is it exactly we do here?
Yeah, so we like to deep dive on our sermons a little bit, kind of chat about things that are in the works for our church family, things our members are up to that are fun, and do like a little local spotlight each week.
There you go. Something I heard once in some church book is like the bigger your church is, the smaller you need to feel, like having access points to make things feel more personal. And so I think even the midweek is one of those things that as large as our church is and even our family of churches, having something like this each week that, you know, as you're driving to work, as you're running errands, here we are for you.
Here we are.
So let's get into the Sunday sermon.
Let's do it. Jake, you taught this Sunday.
I did.
And now, was this your first sermon officially as a pastor?
I did. Yes, it was.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah, we looked at Acts 27. This is like the castaway story of the book of Acts where Paul is shipwrecked. And we didn't even like get into what happens when he's on the island, because then some of that stuff is really wild and crazy. That's in Acts 28. But we just took some time talking about the shipwreck and how Paul is this stabilizing presence when everyone else on board is panicking and in fear of their lives. One thing that did not make the final cut is this is almost the opposite of Jonah in the Old Testament. So you have Jonah, he's called to go preach to the Ninevites to repent and believe. And he's like, I'm doing the opposite. He gets on a ship, goes the opposite way. And then there's this huge storm and everyone's panicking and Jonah's like, fear not, you know, I'm the reason why all of this is happening, throw me into the sea. But then with Paul, you have similar themes and story plot points, but it takes an entirely different direction. He's getting on a boat to be obedient to Jesus and share the gospel with people. And I think it's just a fascinating little contrast that we see there.
Love that. I was just thinking when you were talking, if I'm ever on a boat and it's stormy, if y'all throw me into the sea, we will fight. I mean,
you're not a fan?
And it's something about, like, I've seen some videos on Instagram of like these massive ships in the middle of these like torrential storms, and they just go straight up and then they go down, and I'm like, I feel ill watching this.
Yeah.
So don't do that to me, but like, way to go, Paul.
There you go. So in life groups this week, we're going to be talking about what are those uncomfortable places that you can be stepping into to trust God by faith. Knowing that when we do those things, God's power is perfected in us. We experience more kingdom life in our hearts, and the kingdom can go forward when we step into the things that are seemingly scary and challenging and uncomfortable. So we're going to talk about that in life groups this week. That's all we got for the sermon. So another piece of the midweek is we like to talk about things that are behind the scenes, what we are working on. Melly, do you have something in particular that you want to share?
Biggest things I can think of are we're gearing up, all of us as a staff are getting ready for our Celebration Sunday coming up. Also, our group health surveys start this week. So you should, your life group leaders should be giving you the surveys to complete during group time. And that is just a tool that we use to kind of gauge how our life groups are doing, how our leaders are doing, and wanting to provide help and resources based off of the results.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's going to be for our downtown church. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be great. Check it out.
So great.
Now, the last thing we like to do is spotlight our favorite city. And you might be thinking, oh, is it New York? It's better than that. You might be thinking, is it Los Angeles? And you might be thinking, oh, is it Paris? Is it London? Is it Tokyo? You know what? I'm just going to stop you right there. I'll tell you what it is. Our favorite city is Columbia, because Columbia, you'd rather be here.
You would rather be here.
A local spotlight we have for this week. Melly, what do you got for us?
All right. Now, normally we like to highlight a yummy restaurant or somewhere where you can take your family. I would like to speak to our introverted Enneagram 4 listeners.
All three of you.
I went on a walk this last week in the sunshine, and it was wonderful. And at a little hidden gym in our city called the Elmwood Cemetery.
What are we doing?
There are beautiful trees there, and it's quiet. No one's going to talk to you. And it's a really great space to just go for a long walk. So that is my highlight for the week. I wish y'all could see Jake's face right now. It's so peaceful.
We really need to rethink what these local spotlights are. I feel like we've lost the plot.
But also, guys, the Wig is for real closing, and we got to celebrate Jake's birthday this last weekend there.
Yeah, so right now, the Wig, they're on their final week or two. They are slammed. We got there around 5, and it was the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
And like 20 minutes later, it just got, you know, massive. So if you do want to go there, would highly recommend getting there perhaps right when they open at 4, mm-hmm. or if you just want to standing room and enjoy some drinks, you know, you can do that for sure. But the Wig is near and dear not only to our hearts, but to a lot of people that live in Columbia. If you've never been there before, please visit them, experience all the beauty of it one last time before they close.
But on a high note, you guys, make sure to keep listening to the Midweek over the next 2 weeks, because we might have a surprise for you the week of Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
Who's to say?
One last thing we like to do to close out the midweek is listen to some local music. Melly, what are we going to listen to this week?
Believe we are going to listen to Heal Our Hearts from our Midtown Music EP.
So there you go. If you want to know more about the local music and local artists we're spotlighting, click in the show notes, the Weird Tower Collective. Mm-hmm. You'll hear all about that. Also, if you have questions about the midweek or the series or anything like that, drop us a line on the Google form. Yep. Also in the show notes.
Yep.
Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
Father, help me see good for my enemies. When they curse my name, help me bless through the pain. Father, help me see. And Father, help me love just like your holy Son. Lay down my life with compassionate eyes. Father, help me love. Heal our hearts. Heal our hearts. If I've been embraced by heaven's joy, then I have grace to give. Father, help me pray the bitterness away. There's no wound too deep the cross can't reach. Father, help me pray. And Father, help me bless and put feuds and fights to rest. And forgive. Father, help me bless and heal our hearts. Heal our hearts. If I've been embraced by heaven's joy, then I have grace to give. And only your love can heal. Heal our hearts. and trust you're in control. And help me believe that you're working indeed. Father, help me hope and heal our hearts. Heal our hearts. If I've been embraced by heaven's joy, then I have grace to give. If I've been embraced by grace to give.